Finian, the abbot of Moville, went southwards and eastwards in great haste. News had come to him in Donegal that there were yet people in his own province who believed in gods that he did not approve of, and the gods that we do not approve of are treated scurvily, even by saintly men. He was told of a powerful gentleman who observed neither Saint's Day nor Sunday. A powerful person, said Finian. All that, was the reply. We shall try this person's power, said Finian. He's reputed to be a wise and hardy man, said his informant. We shall test his wisdom and his hardihood. He is, that gossip whispered, he's a magician. I will magician him, cried Finian angrily. Where does that man live? He was informed, and he proceeded to that direction without delay. In no great time, he came to the stronghold of the gentleman who followed ancient ways, and he demanded admittance in order that he might preach and prove the new god, and exorcise and terrify and banish even the memory of the old one. For to a god grown old, time is as ruthless as to a beggarman grown old. But the Ulster gentleman refused Finian admittance. He barricaded his house, he shattered his windows, and in a gloom of indignation and protest, he continued the practices of 10,000 years, and would not hearken to Finian calling at the window, or to time knocking at his door. But of those adversaries, it was the first he redoubted. Finian loomed on him as a portent and a terror, but he had no fear of time. Indeed, he was the foster brother of time, and so disdainful of the bitter god that he did not even disdain him. He leaped over the scythe, he dodged under it, and the sole occasions on which time laughs is when he chances on Tuan, the son of Caril, the son of Muradach Redneck.